on a sauce and dressing, what's the difference?
That's a dressing or something you want salad.
Uh-huh. What about a sauce?
You know, sauce, put all the meatloaf or something like that.
So a sauce
wouldn't necessarily be sweet? No. What would
something
be
if it was sweet? Would it be sauce or dressing? Or?
I don't know. I never thought of that.
And food taken between regular meals, you call that a...
Snack.
And he said this morning at 7 o'clock, I what breakfast?
I ate breakfast.
And yesterday at that time, I'd already eaten. And tomorrow I will
eat.
And if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around, you tell them to go ahead and
eat.
Or they're standing up, you tell them to
sit down.
And you say, so then he went ahead and what down?
Sat down.
And everyone had already. What down? No one else was standing.
Everybody sat down?
They had all
sat down.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been?
Leftovers.
Okay. What would you say has been done to it?
It's already been served.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say warmed over or head over? Or?
Warmed over.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
And you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
chew it up.
Or he could chew it.
Or he couldn't swallow it.
Okay. And if you were real thirsty, you'd say, I want a glass of water.
I'd like a glass of water.
Or I got one and I
drank a glass of water.
And you'd ask me, how much have you
drunk?
And you'd say, well, certainly do.
Drink a lot.
And if you wanted someone not to wait until the potatoes were passed over to them, you tell them, just go ahead and...
Serve yourself.
Okay. Or another way of saying that, go ahead and... What, yourself?
Go ahead and get them yourself.
Okay. And what would you call peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow?
Vegetables.
Any special names you grow them yourself?
Homegrown.
And you grow them in a
garden.
And a kind of a, well, something people eat for breakfast. It's white, it's been ground up real fine.
Grits.
Okay. What's something similar to that, but it's whole kernels of corn?
Hominy.
Do you ever see anyone make that?
No.
And something that they grow on in South Louisiana or parts of Arkansas, it's a grain.
Rice.
Do they grow that around here now?
Sure do.
In this area?
Yes, ma'am. Acres of it. That's where I'm duck hunting.
With it, and going over toward the Delta, I guess
they grow. Yeah, they got it. Well, they hadn't, they just started growing that rice here in the last few years. And there's quite a few acres over here now. I know one guy where I duck hunt up in Collinsville. That's the only thing he plants, is soybeans and rice. No cotton.
I don't know,
but
I know that they grow it around Beaumont, Texas, and that area.
Yeah, that's probably good over here, man. They've cleared a lot of land just planting rice on. But you can't get, they say the allotment is so hard to get on rice.
Yes, I don't understand that system very well. I've heard